When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture. Heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
And what have you learned?
Easy Rider star Peter Fonda passed away on Friday of respiratory failure due to lung cancer. He was 79 years old. His sister Jane called him my sweethearted baby brother and the talker of the family. He was, of course, a Hollywood legend. Yes, and his father, Henry Fonda, was a Hollywood legend as well, so...
Yeah. I mean, just that entire family is just, you know, so storied in the world of film, and I guess I didn't even realize he was her younger brother.
Yeah.
She just always seems so eternally young.
Exactly, yes. Okay, Kevin Hart, he raked in $59 million over the past year, enough to make him number one on the list of the world's highest paid comedians.
Wow.
Jerry Seinfeld, for the first time in 13 years, is number two.
Wow.
With $41 million. So Kevin Hart, just this last year, $59
million. Even with all of the drama of the
controversy.
All of the old... You know, years old statements that he made and homophobic.
Well, he's laughing himself all the way to the bank.
Right.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay.
You can be hateful and make lots of money.
Yeah. He's apologized many times.
Yes, he has.
Okay. David Hasselhoff has a new album out, and I think you're going to be excited about some people that are on it. How about let's collaborate with A Flock of Seagulls? That's on there.
Okay.
We also have Charlie Daniels and even Al Jorgensen from Ministry. If you remember the metal band Ministry.
What a random.
Whoa.
They did a cover of Sweet Caroline together. That's not even weirder. And then we have Echo and the Bunnymen have a trap queen.
They're trap queens.
Lips Like Sugar. It's on the Hoff's new album. It's called Open Your Eyes. It's going to be out September 27th. I'm sure there are going to be a lot of great...
In some weird drug-induced moment.
Yeah,
with all
it's
these...
okay.
Yeah, that might be the best time. What country really loves him? Is it Germany?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so they're going to go wild. We will taste this, though, of course, when it comes out.
Exactly, especially the dude from Ministry.
Yeah.
And David Hasselhoff doing a Neil Diamond song.
You
can't go wrong there. All right, that's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
That is brand new information. My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour. And at 820, 1220, and 520 on My Talk 107.1.
Good morning. Are you up yet?
You should be. It's already 6:04 and a half on Monday. I'm like, what day of the week is it? Monday, August 19th. Oh, how summer flies.
Like a creepy Mr. Rogers.
Good morning.
Get out of bed.
Or just stay in bed and listen to Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Alexis Thompson, Don McLean. Jason will be back in a couple days. He's having lots of fun exploring Disney World.
Yeah, having a great
time. Like he doesn't know every inch of
well,
it.
Well, I mean, actually, the part that he is seeing this.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we say? I don't even know what we can say. But
he's talked about it for sure.
But he's getting like a little preview, right, of one of the newest attractions, which just makes me all excited and tingly. But he'll tell us about it when he gets back. The Star Wars.
Galaxy's Edge.
I almost said exhibit. Star Wars
exhibit.
Anyway.
Yes.
Masters of the Universe, speaking of things I loved as a child.
Did you love He-Man?
Of course. I mean, mostly because I wanted...
Prince Adam.
I mean...
She didn't do it for you.
Well, I kind of wanted to, well,
yeah,
I wanted to, like, you know, dance around in one of her beautiful outfits.
But. Oh, and ride, ride Spirit.
Her trusty steed.
Her trusty steed, yes. Mm-hmm.
But why are we talking about Masters of the Universe? Somebody told me there was a reboot in the works.
Yes, this is very exciting. I guess it depends on who you ask, and they better do a really good job. But Kevin Smith, you know, Jay and Silent Bob, yeah. He did all, you know, he's from Jersey, did all those fun, you know, Mallrats, all that. He has now, with Netflix, there's a new anime series, Masters of the Universe Revelation, which will take part or place after the old animated series ended.
Okay, so this is like after the animated series.
Yes,
okay.
You got all it. Right. And so, yeah, he's going for it. And he's pretty excited. He's going to be the executive producer and the showrunner. It's going to be a limited series, and it's going to focus on the unresolved storylines of the classic series.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, basically,
I'm trying to remember, like,
whatever happened to Skeletor?
Basically, right. Whatever they want.
Did he get off drugs?
Basically, that's true.
Teen pregnancy?
Yes. Skeletor has been sober since 2015.
And like Risa, maybe he'll relapse, and then he'll come to find a new, you know, like, he'll
purpose
rediscover his... Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have some conflict, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Skeletor was always or he was maybe, funny, but evil.
Maybe Skeletor will finally come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll meet his husband. You're right.
But who will his husband be?
Oh, my gosh.
These
Kevin
are
Smith,
the questions.
We hope you're listening.
So when can we expect this?
Let me see here. When did they say here? Because it's already home to She-Ra, which is you can find right now already on Netflix.
Have you watched that, She-Ra? I kept meaning to watch it. It's just, it's like, add it to the list. But
yeah, mm-hmm. No kidding. Add it to the list. You know what doesn't say? They're working on it right now. So we'll see how long it takes to get that going.
I'm really excited. I mean, I feel like this is the thing I love about Netflix. They're throwing all this money at content, and a lot of it is very good content. So I am very confident that they're picking the right people, and that we have reason to be
to keep our subscription.
Because
Disney Plus is right around the corner.
Yeah, I mean, Disney Plus. We'll see.
Yeah, because you're gonna get Hulu. You'll also get ESPN.
Yeah, they have that bundle for $12.99.
Yeah,
allegedly. So hopefully, you know, we'll just add that on into the mix, maybe, and cancel our regular Hulu membership. So that we can, you know, get a little bit extra. But what I was going to say is that especially where fantasy is involved, and Dawn, feel free to chime in because I feel like you're a huge fantasy nut as well. Have you seen the trailers for Dark Crystal?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is about to premiere, I think, at the end of this month. I just feel like this is really a good space for them to be in. Like, they can spend money
good
on
franchises, too.
Yes. It just gives us that nostalgia, but then they're like updating it and not sparing expenses. So it's not done on the cheap. I'm really excited.
Yeah. And hopefully the youngins will feel welcome to love it, too.
I hope so.
I mean, that's the biggest thing.
Timeless, right?
I feel like He-Man or Masters of the Universe is a timeless franchise.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's already coming back. I mean, they're after the news of this, my husband took out his Masters of the Universe collection.
Oh, I'm sure it's vast.
Oh my gosh, you guys. They made some crazy characters from this, and then the different mixes and how they made it. There's a great, it's a documentary on Netflix about toys, and they focus on Masters of the Universe.
One of them is Masters of the Universe. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was so cool to see how they made it, how they came up with the different characters. And so I know him and the members of the Minnesota Toy Posse, which if you're big into toys, you need to join this group. They get together and have swaps, and it's really fun. But anyway,
I mean, I also...
They're going crazy on their little fan page there.
The thing I love about these reboots, too, you know, some reboots, not so much, is that you can sort of revisit these franchises or revisit these worlds and update them in a modern way that makes them accessible to more people. Because I think a lot of the things of our youth and childhood were very limited in scope, like little boys, little girls. You know, like now they're just opening things up for, you know, everyone to appreciate.
Sure.
Which just makes it that much more exciting.
Ooh. Yeah. Kevin Smith.
We hold Skeletor in there.
Yes.
You know, he's just a big old queen.
Yes, totally. Oh, man.
I mean, he's basically wearing drag, so.
Yes.
It's RuPaul.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
They should get RuPaul to play Skeletor.
Oh, God. Oh, my How funny gosh. Would that be? Yeah.
Oh, it'd be great. But yeah, I mean, that's such a, it can go really well, but it can also go really bad too. So let's just hope that,
fingers crossed,
with the power of Grayskull and that power sword, you know.
And then I hope they do that Four Non Blondes remix. So have you seen the viral, well, I don't even know that you'd call it a viral video,
it
but
viral?
It was like a weird mix up mashup video where they took Four Non Blondes.
I know their one song.
And I said, hey, with a He-Man cartoon.
Oh.
And it's like the best, you know, 3 minutes on YouTube you'll ever watch.
What's going on?
It's so delightful.
I feel like I need to watch it before I take a nap.
Yeah, no, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Well, we have some Googling to do in the break or after the show for sure.
We'll post that on the internet.
Oh, yes.
So, oh,
Kylie, let's talk about vacation. You guys went on vacation this weekend or this last, you know, past few days. You're not alone, but you're not going to where these people are going.
Do you want to know where Kylie Jenner is right now? Because
yes.
I know, like, I can literally tell you where she is.
You have a satellite tracker.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do. Marinetraffic.com. It's a wonderful resource. If you know the name of a boat, you can track it in real time.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No,
I was joking.
There's no
I'm
privacy.
Legit serious right now.
You can track her.
So her boat
Wait,
is currently
Marine,
docked at the Antibes Harbor, just off the coast of southern France. And she's right next to the Madame Gu and the Musashi, which are two luxury
Musashi.
Yachts.
That sounds like sushi mashash.
Sushi mashash.
Sushi mashash.
Yes, actually, Kylie Jenner, do you know she's been on this like epic 22nd birthday?
Oh, I can't believe she's still on it.
On a $250 million yacht.
Wow.
I think it was $250 million. That might actually just be the cost of how much it is to rent. I don't remember in front of me, but... But we became obsessed with this on our show, the Colleen and Bradley Show, noon to three. Please listen. Thank you. With Celebrities at Sea, where in real time you can track, like if you know.
That's what paparazzi do to get those shots.
Exactly. And you guys, you can play the home game. You literally log on. I have created my own fleet of celebrity ships.
Oh my God.
So I know.
Do you see a map or are you actually seeing photos?
No, it's like a satellite map. A satellite map, and it's got all the information on the particular yacht, so it's got a picture, and you can track its past route, and then if they have filed information to show you where they're going next, it'll show you where they will go next. It tells you what speed they're going. Right now, her boat is moored, which means it is docked at the pier, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, on the dock.
We talked about this earlier.
It's a pier, a dock. I don't know. Yeah, it's like calling a boat a ship. It's you know, there are details.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's been having this epic 22nd birthday where they have been going all over Italy and southern France. Miley Cyrus was not far away at one point. You'll remember that's where she was making out with Caitlyn.
Yes.
In addition, you've got who else do we have? Leonardo DiCaprio and Sean Penn are on a boat nearby.
Oh boy!
Wow, what are they talking about? You think, huh?
I don't know, but I'm just telling you, man.
Models
in August.
Yeah, I'm thinking, mate, is it that or is it world hunger?
No, it's probably models.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Anyway, the life of celebrity yachters, it could not be more sad for us. And
crazy birthday celebration.
But it kind of made me feel like last week when I was tracking these and then this morning when I logged in, I kind of feel like a kid when I would like get on my, you know, satellite or what do you call that? Not satellite radio. I had a shortwave radio.
A ham radio.
Yeah. And you had to like pick your coordinates and figure out what band to listen to, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Bradley, I'm so happy for you.
Wow.
You know.
Hey,
my CB radio.
I just love
all those old those old hobbies.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Just keep track of that. Let's see if they undock.
Undock.
Can you say that? Is that the technical word when they get back into the open sea? We'll make sure we announce
a launch.
I have no idea where they're headed next, but I will say you can follow all the pictures. Like,
yeah, what's the website again, real quick?
Just marinetraffic.com.
Marinetraffic.com.
Nobody's going there, though.
Oh my God. Hey, you've really
Alexis,
amped
there's
this
two
up.
Nerds listening there. Like,
marinetraffic.com. I actually thought about it for a second, but I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah. Maybe you can make a needle point of their route for us.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I feel like there's a little sarcasm in your voice over there, McLean.
Just kidding.
Do you really want to try to out nerd me?
Uh oh.
No way.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Go play some games.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, if there was a Pokemon contest.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the south of France.
I don't play Pokemon anymore.
Yeah, you
she's
don't?
So over Pokemon.
Oh, what?
Come on, Bradley, get with it.
We need to go to commercials,
right.
People.
Yeah, yeah, let's go to commercial. When we come back, let's talk about Game of Thrones. R.R. Martin, he says that the TV show might have not been so good for him, and we'll tell you why next.
I'm on coffee number 462. It's only 6:21 in the a.m. Monday, August 19th. Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm Bradley Trainer. I'm not normally up this early, but thank God for Alexis Thompson and Dawn McClain because they are keeping us going.
Woo-hoo!
On this beautiful waning summer Monday.
Don't you love it when the forecast says abundant sunshine?
Oh, God, I just love the sun.
That's so very nice.
I want to suck it all up while
yes.
it's here. Speaking of sucking it up, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you've sucked up the show, the books.
Yeah.
There's just a whole world you can live in. I'm sure soon there will be theme parks and Sega Genesis games.
You know what?
I don't even know what game system that would be.
Sega Genesis.
That's old school. It's my only.
It really needs to be, though. Can you imagine if Game of Thrones came to life and you could
don't
go?
You feel
it's like a Renaissance
fair. Do you
feel
like they have to be working on that?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool. You visit all the different houses.
I mean, it's only a matter of
dress
time.
Up as them, and that is so true. Mm.
But why are we talking
some
about
dragon
George
rides?
R.R. Martin.
We are talking about him because he's talking about Game of Thrones, and he is relieved that the TV show is finally over.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you watch?
You know, I didn't. I watched about the first and a season and a half of Game of Thrones, and then I honestly fell off the wagon back in the day, and then I never picked it up again. I feel like at some point in my life I will, because
yeah.
I am a fantasy sci-fi person. It's a little... Anyway, doesn't matter. You don't care. I want to hear about George R.R.
Sure,
Martin.
Sure. Okay, well, he says that he didn't think that the TV series was very good for him because in the course of the 8 seasons, he only published one book.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what should have actually propelled me to just be creative and just to continue to create these worlds actually slowed him down. He said every day he sat down to write. And even if he had a good day, he felt terrible because he was thinking, my God, I have to finish the book. I've only written 4 pages when I should have written 40.
I thought about this, actually. And again, it's weird because I haven't been watching the show, but I can totally relate to this in some weird way. Or I felt like, wow, that must be an incredible pressure
yes.
when you have this huge blockbuster and, you know, your fans want you to just give them everything they love. But it's not that easy. Creating things is a very non-linear experience. Like, you don't just sit down and write an amazing book, right?
Right, and this wasn't a solitary endeavor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they have the showrunners for Game of Thrones. Yes, he was a consultant, but it felt like many times they were just kind of dragging him along like, come on!
What are they going to
do? You got to do some press!
The dude's notorious for not finishing. He waits years and years and years.
Right.
Like, this is not the first time. This is just another excuse for him not to write. Guess what? Mm-hmm. How about a deadline? Do it.
Right.
Oh, look at you. Dawn has no patience.
No way. Oh, poor George.
Do you know how many deadlines he has just completely skipped
blown
by?
Off years and years and years in between books.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel sorry
but
for
him. But do you feel like he has the obligation to be on a deadline?
I think if he's not going to write, then just say, I'm done writing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turn it over to people who want to write it.
Here's what I would be afraid of, though, is like, you know, the book is in there and at some point you want to do it. But now it's like a child unto itself. So it's mm-hmm. living like it's living out its future without your input.
Right. Because
that's got to be an incredibly difficult like experience to have. Like, I don't know what that would feel like.
Well, I was worried, you know, as he's writing this, is he going to be true to what the TV show did? I mean, what comes first now?
Well, yeah, can he go back now and write
something different?
Can he do that, Dawn?
What can he, I mean, it's his own. Whatever he wants.
It's his, yeah.
I mean, he's obviously so famous for these books that he has all the ultimate power. That's what it comes down to. And sometimes that's not good.
So if the book comes out and it doesn't go along with the TV show, do you think fans will be here for that?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, I think they will.
Yeah, regardless, they just want more and more and more.
Does somebody try to redo like a different version of the show?
I think he's intimidated that he won't be able to write as well as the...
The showrunners?
Oh, God!
Well, The Winds of Winter, he says he's working on it, but of course, true fashion, true to form, he says he didn't give a date. He's just working on it.
So good luck for when that's going to happen.
Yeah. So we shall see.
Okay.
Yes. Should we do some more foodie talk when we come back?
Yes, I need food!
There was a big food convention in Toronto and some weird combos. That's next.
The time is flying, man. It's 6:30 already on Monday morning, August 19th. You better be up and at 'em. I just got a reminder to get up for the morning show today. Luckily, I'm here.
You're already.
You're welcome. Jason Alexis in the morning. I'm Bradley Trainer. Jason will be back on Wednesday. Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, thank you for being with us. And ladies, thank you for letting me play in your playground.
Oh, thanks for playing, making radio with us.
Now, the thing I love most about filling in with you ladies, other than your big, beautiful, smiling faces every morning, is, of course, the ample, copious amount of food talk that we get to engage in. It's almost as fun as hot man talk.
Oh, yeah, because it's delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Canadian National Exhibition went down, and what happens is in Toronto, a bunch of restaurants and consumers get together, and they test out all of this food to figure out what they're going to add to their menu.
Okay.
And it looks like the trend is that this could be the year of the pickle.
Oh, the year of the pickle. I'm here.
Yes. So we have pickle
dill
lemonade. The big dill.
No. Year of the pickle.
That's right.
Dill with it.
Got it.
But boom. We should be dads. We really should be. Pickle pizza is also among the offerings.
Yes, it looks like I am here for pickle pizza.
It actually looks really good. How about pickle pizza with the pickle lemonade? Does that sound good?
Okay, that could be interesting. I feel like you get enough tart with a lemon, so I don't know why you need double tartness. Pickle pizza for sure, because the tart counteracts the dairy richness.
With the creamy cheesiness.
Yes.
The stringy cheese and the tart yum.
What else is pickle?
Okay, Poncho's
pickle-rific.
Pickle-rific. They are bringing the unicorn food trend to their classic grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay, does this just mean multicolored food?
Well, in this case, yes.
Okay.
They have added just different coloring, you know, so it goes red to purple in the grilled cheese sandwich. I always look at these things and get a little scared with the dyes. And
I also don't want savory food to be like Play-Doh colors.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it kind of makes sense when it's sweet because that's just what we do. I don't know why. But like when it's like savory, like when I see those bagels that look like a rainbow, I'm like, I kind of don't feel like I want that.
Yeah, if it's sweet, it's different because that's what your mind thinks right away.
It's a visual thing.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's very Instagrammable, which is, I think, is what they were going with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a local cafe called Eativ, and they have dreamed up an ice cream pressed into spaghetti using liquid nitrogen.
Okay.
Wait, you mean ice cream that is made into spaghetti noodle shapes?
Yes, so it's pushed through the spaghetti.
Like dots?
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Like Dippin' Dots, but Dippin' Noodles.
Yeah, yes. I don't know about that.
Why?
Because dots to me taste a little freezer burn, you know?
Well, and it's just kind of like a gimmick, like, okay.
The astronauts do it, though. Come on, guys. Taking the fun out of it.
When I was 10, that was cool. Yeah.
Come on, you guys. It's still cool. What are you talking about?
I mean,
okay.
No.
I feel like those are flash in the pan.
Right.
Food trends. Like, I am here for pickle pizza because I feel like pickle endures.
It's lasting power.
Yeah.
You're right.
The pickle's been with us for a while,
Spaghetti ice cream. It does look like spaghetti. Then they have the red sauce.
That reminds me of those, like, rolls, ice cream rolls. Remember how that was big, like, a couple years ago?
Yes, the Hawaiian... Yes, the little rolled up little shaving things.
Yep, there's a couple of wonderful places. Actually, one of them's called isn't it called Wonderful Ice Cream? What's the local place that does the ice cream rolls?
I just had it at the fair.
Soda? Is that right? S-O-T-A?
Minnesota. Oh. Yep. Oh, gosh. It's too early for me to have instant recall.
Yeah, it's on University.
Wonders Ice Cream is one of them.
Okay.
And then the one you're talking about is called, I think, Soda Ice Cream.
Yeah.
Ah. Yum. Okay.
It's great. That doesn't sounds taste good. Freezer burned to me.
Soda, no, it's soda hot and cold.
Oh, that's
soda
right.
Soda hot and cold.
That's just down University.
Say, soda hot and strong.
Yeah.
Something different.
Hey, oh, that's different.
Hot and strong.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Delicious. How about some pho fries?
So,
Vietnamese
okay. Yeah, I was going to say pho fries.
Mm-hmm.
Pho fries.
Pho fries.
Well, how do you do pho fries?
So it's French fries with the seasoning on it, and they actually will put toppings on it too, like you normally put in pho, the basil, the what do you call those? The spring. Oh my goodness! What do you call the bean sprouts? Bean sprouts. That's what I'm going for.
Okay.
Some beef on top, that type of thing. So it's kind of like a poutine, but in the Vietnamese pho.
Interesting. Pho
that,
fries.
That sounds delicious.
I mean, fries generally, if you dump things on them, are good. So
yeah.
I'm here to try that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Let's see here. We also have Beyond Guacamole Burger, a plant-based burger. And it's just they put a whole avocado on there.
So it's just a veggie burger with guacamole?
With guacamole on top. Okay, well, that's not that great, but that's sounds pretty good. My husband did try the Impossible Burger at Burger King.
Oh, yes, he did. And that video he made is great.
Where can we see that video?
My Instagram and his Instagram, too. Lex and the Cities. You could check that out there.
Anticipation. Bradley, you've got to see this.
Okay.
It is so dramatic. It's hilarious.
It really is.
He gets very excited.
He does.
Now, he runs his fingers through his hair before he takes a bite just to prepare himself.
Now,
it's delightful.
Did people warn him about...
He's been waiting for months to try this.
How they prepare those? He's got to be careful.
Okay, you have to ask for it to be grilled on a separate...
Yep. If you don't want meat products.
Right. We did not know that.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
he's not that strict about it, but but you're right, though. If you really are, beware. Ask to have it on a different... grill.
Because we tried that on Cheat Day Friday a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it does taste like I will say it tasted like a Whopper. I would not if you had given it to me and said, here, eat a Whopper, I would have not had any idea.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty tasty. I had a bite too.
Sure.
And he got really dramatic with it. You're absolutely right, Don.
Oh, it's so great.
You know, he's a big fan of Kevin Garnett and especially when he won with the Celtics. And that was kind of, if you're watching that, that was kind of a fun little pop culture.
Homage.
Got it.
He says, anything is possible.
And he screams up in the air.
He screams whenever after he takes a bite.
Yes. So check that out. And he liked that a lot. Other than that, for this Toronto food convention, those are kind of the highlights. But I am excited for anything adding pickle to it.
I add pickle to grilled cheese for sure.
Oh, yum.
Sure. Oh, yeah. A chicken sandwich has to have pickles on it.
Oh, amen.
And to
extra.
Me, it really does matter. Like, there are different times for different pickles. So what I mean by that is, like,
there's a season for all pickles.
There's a season for all the pickles.
Sweet or dill.
Pickles. I also like to
half
say
sours.
Pickle. So I don't know why. What I mean by that is, you know, like on my grilled cheese, I want like one of those old school just jarred pickles that have been boiled and they're super green, but they're always like really, really tart.
Yes.
Versus like sometimes I want like a fresh, crispy, like right out of the refrigerator pickle, not like a boiled pickle.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like, I don't know. I feel like grilled cheese, you want a real, or like a pizza, you want like a real old school hamburger pickle.
Like a dill. Yeah, hamburger
dill. I
don't
really like sweet.
Sweet pickles? No. Yeah, I don't either.
I got some sweet relish the other day, and I didn't realize I had
it's
gotten
too sweet.
Relish. I'm like,
versus the dill.
This is kind of gross.
It's just too sweet. Way too sweet. I don't need all that sugars.
Mm-mm. We do not need any sugars.
No.
All right, I'm getting hungry now, so let's take a break.
Put some pickles
we'll
go eat something.
We're going to go find some food somewhere here. And let's see, when we come back, oh my gosh, Disney. Oh my gosh.
So now, I saw this on the list of things to talk about. I am very confused. You have to enlighten me on this.
They need to stop password sharing, and Don will tell us more when we come back.
Okay. Are you sharing any passwords? Are you?
Uh-oh.
Tell the truth, because if you don't, the law, the fuzz, is going to be outside your door later.
Oh, we're all screwed then.
Good morning, and welcome to Jason Alexis in the Morning, 6:44, Monday, August 19th. It's a beautiful day. I'm Bradley Trainer, Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain. Disney is going to try to keep you from sharing your passwords.
How are they going to do that, Dawn?
Well, they're already working on it, and I just to preface this, I got to be honest, we're already annoyed that we have to sign up for another service.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some people are very excited about Disney having their own thing. For me, I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't know if it's going to bring me to the yard. I already love Hulu, and I kind of just want to stick with Hulu. I don't feel like I need ESPN or, you know, anything else.
Gotcha.
So, but they're going to bundle all of that together. They are working on piracy mitigation. They are working on how to stop you from using other people's logins. Now, right now, you can go into your own settings and see what devices are being used.
Yeah.
If you don't have an X that you don't want to use your password anymore, you can remove them and change your password. Very easy.
Yeah.
Now, you can also purchase a different plan where you have like more screens than one with Hulu.
Yeah.
Like a family plan.
Yeah. So they are going to try to block people, and they're working on this. HBO, Netflix, they don't have a block on sharing passwords, even though it does state that it's a violation of the terms. Everybody kind of does it.
Yeah.
To afford all of these. They're not announcing how they're going to stop this, but it's just going to be more tracking.
Yeah, probably separate logins from separate devices.
Exactly. I mean, we have services that we use for our radio station, you know, to get the information we get.
Yeah.
And they track how many devices you're on. You know, you sometimes can't log in from a different computer. It's a technology that's out there. It's just, are they going to make people mad? It's a turnoff.
I honestly don't understand, like, why this, like, first of all, this is just bad PR, right? Because, like, now you're just making people kind of think you're a jerk by trying to limit this. Yes, it's, of course, the rules.
I mean, we're jerks for doing it, but still.
No, but really, we're not. So here's the thing.
We're not? Okay, why?
No, because tell me what percentage of people, and I don't have numbers, but we're going to make it up for the purpose of this conversation. What percentage of people do you think share passwords?
100%.
Okay, so if 100% of people are doing something, that means customers want the ability to do it. Why aren't you creating a business model that allows customers to do what they want and you make money off it? That's your fault. I mean, see the music industry for not figuring out how to make money off of the way people want to consume music, which is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that was 20 years ago. But so saying is the industry has changed. Consumers' behaviors have changed. If you're not giving consumers what they want, that's your problem. Now, should people be stealing? No. And intellectual property is intellectual property. But if there is a market for something that you're not capitalizing on, that just means you're not being smart about the way you do business. And I would think, like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, what's the difference between sharing your password and paying to have multiple screens? So if you have multiple, like if you're paying $9.99 a month and that allows you three screens, who cares if you gave it to your friend, your mom, your kid, some guy on the street?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's still a number of the screens that you're entitled to.
Right.
Right?
That
give
is,
people or
true.
Charge more for the privilege. Now, there will always be people who are going to steal no matter what.
And we're not talking about people that are pirating it and just putting it out on the internet for free.
Oh, yeah.
We're just talking about you and me.
Yeah.
But again,
here's my password. Watch this show. It's great.
If the speed limit is 15 and everyone is going 30, okay, can we just
raise the speed
limit? Maybe just figure out what's, you know, a good compromise, at least.
Right, but it's just the ultimate question. What is that? Because, if you could give your password out to everyone and their mother, but how would they capitalize on that, though? Like you're saying, what is the happy medium in there? You get four people, or
I don't know.
How do you regulate that?
I would say, again, it's the business's perspective. From the business's perspective, I would say to the business, well, go find out what people are doing. On average, let's say people are sharing with three people. Okay, yeah. Make it three people. And then if it's more, you can pay more or you can shut their service down. But if you're just like, we're going to shut down everybody. Okay, well, that's awesome. But remember when the music industry started suing individuals and scaring the crap out of people?
Oh, yeah.
How did that work for you?
Oh, boy.
You know,
how did just awful.
Guess what? Do we pay for musical or do we pay for downloads now? No, most of us stream music. So that was the service we wanted 100 years ago, and they finally gave it to us when they stopped trying to think that, you know, we were all just a bunch. Like, we can't all be pirates.
Right. Well,
we're just people who want stuff. So let us pay for the stuff we want.
That is true.
I'm sorry. I have opinions.
But the thing is, what's actually interesting, now you bring up music, I didn't think about it in this way, that... Yes, we're streaming because a lot of the record companies and artists are coming together and saying, okay, we allow you to, you have the rights to play my music.
Yeah.
You just hear for your monthly subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening in TV is the opposite. Now, you know, the creators, the TV networks are saying, you know what? No, we're going to make our own thing. We're going to have our own all access CBS here. We're going to do our own, you know, HBO thing. So, it is kind of an interesting switch.
Yep, and I'm not a huge expert in this particular field. I will say I listen to a couple podcasts, so clearly I know things. That's a joke.
Yes.
I don't know anything, but my belief is that long term that's a strategy that's going to fail. You can't have 100 different services.
Yeah, people
the marketplace will not allow it, and people want
easy.
No, we're all so fickle about what we want and what we don't want. Like, we didn't want to pay for all the cable, you know, for every cable channel.
Right.
So then we're like, let us pay a la carte. Well, then guess what? Now we've got a la carte like crazy, so that now there's like too many options.
Right.
So you have to end up paying like just as much, if not more, to get all of the things that you had for one low price on your cable service.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this constant like rebalancing of like, how much is too much? You know, how
as
much
consumers work.
How much choice is too much choice?
Right.
So I think at some point,
it's like going to pick out cheese at the grocery store. Oh my word!
I think at some point, all of these these services are going to, you know, there are going to be options to get multiple things at the same time instead of having to pay for 50 things individually. But
yeah,
you know, we'll see.
Yeah. You know, I guess if you make the show, if you are a creator and that's what you want to make the money, I get it from both ends. So good luck with that, everybody.
What people will do they will just sign up like for 1 month. That's what people do now.
Yeah.
With like CBS All Access, you wait until the whole season's there, you sign it for
binge
a month, you binge it, and then you shut it off. And
because
that's true. Yeah.
The other option is people don't realize you can actually buy stuff. So that's what's funny about this, right? Like, you're just talking about paying for the privilege of streaming something.
Mm-hmm.
But you could actually, and people have done the math, you could actually probably just go get the stuff you want, buy it outright, and pay less money overall.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not paying to subsidize all of these other shows that you're never going to watch.
Just buy the season.
You know, like if you are obsessed with Game of Thrones, every year you buy the season so that you can, you know, on your iTunes or whatever.
We forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Anyway, Disney, nice try. Good luck with that.
Well, it's just like they're starting out. It's not even out yet.
No.
And they're already scaring people off with this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know I'm going to sign up for it. Because already playing for Hulu. My husband loves ESPN.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Yep. If you watch sports.
And the Disney stuff, you know, I'm already kind of in on that. What we're debating is whether or not we keep cable or not.
Oh, you should get rid of
it. I know I'm probably like the last person in the world that has it right now, but a lot of stuff you can find streaming now.
There's nothing.
But I want the major networks.
There's nothing you can't
do
with a streaming service like, you know, Hulu Live or YouTube Live or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
DirecTV Now, which is now called AT&T TV Now. TV. They just changed the name. It's so dumb.
It's so long.
But you can, all those live TV streaming services offer options now with DVR functionality.
Mm-hmm.
So you really shouldn't have to pay for cable anymore.
Just pay for
if you don't
internet.
Want it. Right. Some people just want it one place, turn it on, turn it off, done.
Right. Yeah. I like the ease of it. That's
just
my
really,
hesitation.
You're overpaying.
But my husband's ready to go.
Yeah.
He's ready to leave it. He actually wants to leave Netflix, guys.
Oh, yeah, that's dumb.
That's the other thing. Oh, yeah, I'm like, you can't do that. Although, after watching, I watched the first episode of season 2 of Mindhunter on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was bad. That happened while I was gone.
That's right, Dawn.
Remind us what Mindhunter is again. Is that the serial killer one?
Yes, it is. The behavioral science unit. It's the creation of it in Quantico. And it's the study of serial killers and just basically how it all started.
Profiling,
right.
Wait, aren't they doing Charles Manson?
Well, that, it looks like they're going that way this season. Okay. In the second season.
Yeah.
So, the first episode, I only watched one.
Okay.
Because it just felt like it was dragging until the very end. And then I thought, okay, good. There's some action here. Okay. There's some things happening. But I know they had to do a lot of setup with the way that last episode ended in season one.
Okay.
With a major character passing out and figuring out what the heck happened to him.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that, Dawn?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so they kind of clear up that, and then they move forward. They're finally getting some funding, some recognition, and they want Manson. So eventually it got there, but you know when you stop it because you're like, oh, I need a snack. I paused it, and we were only 25 minutes into the episode.
Oh, you felt like it was
And long. It felt like 4 hours.
Oh, no.
But the second half is worth it, and then also, you know, I want to continue. They had to answer some things and, you know, keep moving. So
second season of Mindhunter is out.
Yeah.
That's on Netflix.
The whole season they dropped it. So you can just binge away for, what, 9 hours or so.
And nice.
See if you like that. And, yeah, if you really liked it or have strong feelings about it, shoot us an email at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, I've been waiting for this all morning because Brad's going to tell us all about with Gwyneth Paltrow's sex therapist has to say.
Oh, yes, I got tips and tricks.
Ooh, we're ready for those. That's next.
A beautiful day.